Let's see the estimated GFR and all that in order. This is Dr. Oliveros dictating today for June the 11th of 2024. The name of the patient is Douglas Hurd. The last name is H-U-R-D. Number one, the patient has been referred for evaluation of the kidney function, and throughout the evaluation, we have been noticed that this patient has been in very stable condition. The creatinine is 1.1. The estimated GFR is 67.7. The urinalysis is very active. In the sediment, the patient has 2 plus blood. Nitrate is negative. However, the leukocyte stearase is 500. The protein is 1 plus. Bilirubin is negative. And there is red blood cells, 5 to 10, white blood cells, more than 50, bacteria, 1 plus, and squamous epithelial cells, 0 to 4. The patient has no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a history of prostate malignant neoplasm that was discovered 10 years ago. The patient was treated with surgery. However, since the cancer was out of the prostate, they decided to give a radiation therapy. 42 treatments were given while he was living in Clearwater, Florida. Ever since then, the patient has developed problems related to the radiation therapy. After 5 years of the radiation therapy, the patient started to experience urinary tract infections, hematuria, a blockage in the left ureter that had to be reimplanted surgically. And has had repetitive urinary tract infections. The patient has some degree of reflux nephropathy with bilateral hydronephrosis, and the CT scan that was done in February of 2024 is consistent with the thinning of the cortex in the left kidney, and there is bilateral hydronephrosis, very mild. Taking that into consideration and knowing that the patient is going to go back to Maine for vacation, we are going to prescribe tansulosin 0.4 milligrams on daily basis to be taken at night, and when we are going to give prophylaxis with nitrofurantoin 100 milligrams at bedtime, and if while on vacation he develops a urinary tract infection, the patient is given a levaquin 750 milligrams to be taken once a day for 10 days. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, a remote history of a stroke. And following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs. Period paragraph. In the CT scan, there is evidence of some sclerotic changes in the pelvis and lymph nodes. And we are going to suggest a re-evaluation by the urologist in order to get to diagnosis if necessary. Otherwise, we are going to see him in 6 months with laboratory workup, since the kidney function is well preserved and there is no evidence of proteinuria.